Good morning and welcome to Sunday Mornings with Love and Action with Ken Tuck of Love and Action Ministries in Dothan. This program is made possible by a generous gift from 231 Lemon Lot in Midland City and Enterprise. And now, here is Ken Tuck.
Good morning and Happy New Year, everyone. This is the first Sunday of 2019 and I'm excited. It's a new year and it just seems like excitement comes at the beginning of each new year. And it's just because it's new. There's a new year. The old is gone. The new year is here. There's hope for a brighter day today and tomorrow and the rest of the year. There's so much excitement at the beginning of a new year. God is a God of new things. We read that he's doing a new thing. We read that he's going to create a new heaven and earth. God is just always creating. And so there's always something new. I'm just excited about 2019 and what he is going to do. I thank God for this opportunity to share his word with you today. So I hope you are ready to hear his word, receive his word, and be challenged by his word today. And before we get into his word, let's go to God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have allowed us to see a new year. Lord, it's 2019. I'm just excited about what you have planned for this year. Father, I'm praying for many, many, many people to come into your kingdom this year, Lord, that people will experience your love, your forgiveness, your saving power through your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray that for those who are believers, that each one of us will be challenged by your word each and every day, God. May we pick up your word and read it, study it, meditate on it, live it. Father God, you are just so awesome, and we thank you for loving us like nobody else can. And God, we thank you for giving us your word. And Lord, we just ask you again that you would help us to apply it to our lives, and may we be doers of your word and not hearers only. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' holy name. Amen. This morning, I want to challenge you, really encourage you, to be a part of what God is doing in your city, in your neck of the woods. Wherever you live at, God is moving. God is doing something. And anytime God does something, it's awesome. So I want to encourage you to get out and get involved with what God is doing in your city. In your church, there are opportunities to serve. Maybe you need to start using that teaching skill that God's given you and teach a small group or teach a Sunday school class. Maybe you have the gift of singing and you need to get on that praise team or in that choir or play the keyboard or guitar, whatever the skill is that God has given you. Maybe you have just this awesome smile and you need to be a greeter at your church. There's a lot of things that you can do, and I encourage you to get involved in your church. But we need to get involved in what God is doing outside the church, because that's where, as they say, the rubber meets the road. That's where people are at who need Jesus, and we can invite them to church as well. But we need to be out in the highways and byways, just reaching out to people, loving on people, serving people, and showing them that God loves them and that there really is a God in heaven who loves them and who sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to give them eternal life, just as we have received. We need to announce that great news. We need to share that great news with others. And I want to encourage you today to do that. If you're at all familiar with Love and Action, you know we reach out to the homeless, to those who are living in poverty here in Dothan, Alabama, and as well as throughout the world. We're proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ in India and Pakistan and Philippines and Myanmar and China, with our good friends of Give Us Hope Mission in Haiti, to reach out to people who never heard the gospel and to share it with them. Here at home, we're reaching out to those who are in the greatest of need in our community. And there's other great ministries here. Maybe you don't live in Dothan, but I'm sure there are ministries where you live at that are doing what we do here in Dothan. And that's reaching out to those who are homeless, those who just don't have and are in great need. And if there isn't, maybe God's calling you to start that ministry where you're at. Love and Action was founded on the scripture from Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 through 40. And it's a challenging word, and it's a call to ministry. It's a call to serve those who are in need. And I'm going to read it, and this is Jesus speaking. "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" The king will answer and say to them, "Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me." Jesus is telling us to go out and feed those who are hungry. Those who are thirsty, give them something to drink. Those who need clothing, to clothe them. Visit those who are sick and those who are in a prison, and just take care of those needs in his name. And when we do, we're actually serving the Lord. So at Love in Action, when we're ministering, we're helping the homeless, we're serving Jesus. And when we allow God to use us to meet those physical needs, then it opens the door wide open to share the greatest need of all, and that's Jesus Christ. And that thirstiness, that hunger, it's also a thirstiness and hunger in our hearts for the gospel of Jesus Christ, for the salvation that Jesus brings. When we minister, we take care of the needs, then they realize that, you know what, there is a God. He does love me. He hadn't forgotten about me. I need to learn more about this God. And we're able to share Jesus with them. We're able to, in many cases, just lead people to a relationship with Jesus. And that's the most awesome thing that any of us can ever do, is to be used by our God through the power of His Holy Spirit to lead someone to Jesus. And that's just the most awesome thing that has ever happened to me, the most awesome thing that can ever happen to you. And we can do that by going out and serving others. Jesus is calling us into action with this scripture here in Matthew 25. But verses that often don't get read follow this scripture here. And that's in verses 41 through 46. Jesus is speaking and says, "Then he will also say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they themselves will also answer, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." That's a big difference. We're out serving Jesus. We're feeding the hungry. We're providing clothes. We're visiting the sick, visiting those in prison. And Jesus says, when we do that, we inherit eternal life. Of course, it's not about the works that saves us. We know that faith in Jesus Christ is what saves us. Faith in Him alone. We can't do enough good works to earn that. But when Jesus lives in us, we can't help but to do those good works. It just happens. Because if He is in us, then His love is going to pour out through us. And when we see people in need, we're going to have a compassion for them. We're going to have a desire to want to help them and to lift them up and to let them know that Jesus loves them. Paul basically tells us that in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, where he writes, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." We are God's workmanship. He's created us, and He's created us anew, a brand new life in Christ Jesus. And because of that, He has prepared us in Jesus to do good works. So he's calling us to put our faith into action. Again, good works don't save us. Faith alone in Jesus Christ is what saves us. But those good works are a result of our faith in Jesus and him living in us and loving through us. James writes about this. I love the book of James. He just doesn't hold back any punches. He tells it like it is. James is like the book of wisdom for the New Testament. We have the book of wisdom, Proverbs in the Old Testament. James just gives us so much wisdom, so much knowledge. I encourage you to read the book of James. It's a short book. I encourage you to read it, meditate on it, study it. Let that be part of your New Year's goal to want to start getting more into the Word of God. And we need to. We all need to. Whatever our study habits are now, we need to do more. I just read through the Bible in 2018. But just reading through the Bible isn't enough because we're just reading multiple chapters every day. And that's a great thing to do. And I encourage you to do that. Go through this year reading the Bible. There's great apps online to do that. Makes it easy to do. But you're basically rushing through the Word of God. But at the same time, we need to stop and study parts of the Bible throughout the year. And I encourage you to let James be one of those books that you study. And James in chapter 2, verses 14 through 26, he writes, "What use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace and be warmed and be filled,' and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. But someone may well say, 'You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works.'" So see, James is, I'm going to stop right here for a second. James is telling us, what good is it if we see somebody in need and we just say, "Oh, hey, I'm going to pray for you," which praying for them is great. But if you have the means to help and don't, then what good is that? Somebody's saying, "Hey, I'm hungry, I'm cold," and you just tell them, "Go in peace, may the Lord bless you." That's not really helping them. If you have the means to go buy them a meal at a restaurant, go through a drive-thru, pick up a value meal or whatever, some food to take them and give them that food, or you have a coat and you can give them the coat so they can stay warm, that's an awesome thing to do. We see that happen all the time at Love in Action. People come in and they're hungry. They're living in tents, living out on the streets. And it gets cold during the winter when you're out on the streets like that. And what if we just told them, "Hey, we're going to pray for you today, and then you go in peace," and not help them? James is saying, what good is that? It's not showing your faith. It's not showing that you have true faith in God. Because if you do, then you'll help that person. And James is just really laying it out on the line here. And he's saying, faith without works is dead. And it's simply because if you have faith in Jesus, you're going to do the good works. It's just a result of that salvation experience of Jesus living within you. Look at how Jesus lived his life while he was here on earth. He was doing good works throughout his ministry. You see him healing people, raising people from the dead, feeding people, casting demons out of people. One thing after another, Jesus was doing good works after good works, showing the love of the Father, the love that he came to proclaim that God has for everyone. And if we will operate in that same love, and we can, because if he lives in us, then we have his love inside of us, and we're able to love others. And really, that's the only way we're able to love others, because we all know all of us can be unlovable, right? I know it's hard to think about that I can be unlovable, but you know what? We can be. But we have to think about God. God loves us anyway. Before we came to him and asked him to forgive us, He loved us. Jesus tells us, love our enemies, bless those who oppress us, who persecute us. So with his love inside of us, we're able to love others. And his compassion just grows in us. And we have compassion for others. It's not that you feel sorry for somebody. That's not what I'm talking about. There's a difference between feeling sorry for someone and having compassion to want to help that person with the ultimate goal of showing them that Jesus Christ loves them and came to save them. And when you do that, God will just do awesome things in your life and through your life and touch so many people. So let's continue in James. Let's pick back up on verse 18. It says, but someone may well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one. You do well. The demons also believe and shudder. But are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up Isaac, his son, on the altar? You see that faith was working in his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, also faith without works is dead. James brings a very strong argument about faith and works going together. And again, he's not saying works save us. No, faith in Jesus is what saves us. But works is an outcropping as a result of our faith. And as he writes here, these works, these good works that we do, bring justification. He talked about Abraham and how Abraham was justified by his works when he took Isaac to sacrifice him on the altar. He had to know that was just crushing him and breaking his heart. But he was willing to do what God told him to do. And what did God do? He provided a lamb, a sacrifice, in place of Isaac. That's Abraham's faith. He was justified by his works. Abraham is one of the heroes of faith, the father of faith, if you will. He was the one who set out. He didn't know where he was going. He just knew God told him to go, and he went. And he took his wife, and they went. They followed God. They listened to God. When God said to do something, he did it. God is telling us through his word that we just read in Matthew about serving the least of these. So we need to obey and follow his word and obey him. And the good works justifies our faith. James talked about Rahab. We know she was a prostitute, but she took care of the spies from Israel, and she was justified by her works. She did what she said she was going to do, and God blessed her for that. So as we set out to do good works, understanding that we're saved by faith alone, but the good works are a result of that faith, it justifies that faith, and we're obeying commands from Jesus Christ to go out and take care of those who are hungry, who are thirsty, who need clothing, who are sick, who are in prison. We can do that, and we must do that because Jesus commands us to. As I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, there are different ministries out there that are doing this. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can go out and join one of these ministries. If you live here in Dothan, we would love to have you at Love in Action. There are so many people who have so many needs, and we need more of the body of Christ coming out to showing forth his love and helping to meet those needs, helping us to serve the least of these in our community. There's other wonderful ministries. The Harbor Church does an awesome job of reaching the least of these in the community as well. The Ark, same thing. They do a wonderful job of reaching out and ministering to the needs of the homeless here in Dothan. So there's ministries that you could be a part of. You don't have to be intimidated by, oh, I have to just come up with this ministry. You can join ministries wherever you're living at. Seek out, be intentional to find a ministry who's doing the work of God and get involved. Now, maybe you can't physically do that, or business keeps you so busy, work keeps you so busy that you just don't have the time. Well, if that's the case, go back and see if you could prioritize your time to make some time for that. But also what each of these ministries also need, resources, finances, items such as clothing, coats, non-perishable foods, hygiene items. Maybe that's part of your calling, is to give. And actually, I believe it's all of our calling to give, because God tells us to, and we can get into the tithe and giving, and we will on a future broadcast. But it's all part of our faith walk with Jesus Christ, given to advance the kingdom of God. And so you can give. You can give of your resources. They say a great way to know where our heart's at is looking at what our checkbook looks like, or our bank account. Nowadays, I don't guess we write as many checks as we used to. But where are we spending our money at? Are we spending it on things for ourselves, or are we investing it? And it is an investment into the kingdom of God at your home church, at ministries who are out doing the work of God within your community. The body of Christ, we need each other. We need each other to reach out and to go and to reap the harvest that's out there. Scripture tells us that the harvest is ripe, ready to be harvested, but the workers are few. We need more workers out in the field. Come join us. We need you. The lost needs you. There's people every day dying and going to hell, and that should greatly concern each one of us who are followers of Christ. We must be out daily in our walk with Jesus. Everywhere we go, we carry Jesus with us. It's at work. You have a mission field there. You're at the store. There's a mission field there. You're at a restaurant. There's a mission field. A school. There's a mission field. At home. There's a mission field. Everywhere we go, we're to take Jesus with us and to tell others about him, show others his love. There's myriad of ways of doing that. And today I'm focusing in on helping those who are, as the Bible tells us, as Jesus tells us, are the least of these. It doesn't mean that they're least important. It's just they're in the greatest need. You see, we're all important to God. We are all special to God. He is no respecter of persons. Whether you're a homeless person or whether you're the richest person in the city, God loves each of us the same. The body of Christ needs to really go out in 2019 and reach out to the lost like never before, because Jesus is coming back. I don't know when he's coming back. It may be 2019. It may be 10 years from now. I don't know. But the Bible tells us to look at the signs and things that are going on in this world, and we can know that it's coming is near. And I'm one who believes that it's coming is near. So we need to be out reaching people for Jesus, because when he comes and he takes us home, that's it. We'll go home to heaven. We'll go home to everlasting life with him. But there's so many who will be left behind. So we need to be intentional about carrying out the Great Commission, which is found in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and in earth have been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them all that I have taught you. And I am with you always to the end of the age. As I've said many times before, and I'll continue to say it, the Great Commission is not optional. It's a command from Jesus, and it's a lifestyle. Let's make it our lifestyles in 2019. If you do, then it's going to be your lifestyle for the rest of your life. And you're going to be living out the Great Commission, fulfilling the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ every day in your life. And I encourage you to do that. We have to be obedient to Jesus. And when we're obedient to Jesus, then that impacts the world, your family, your community, the world as well. And in the Great Commission, when he says, make disciples of all nations, that word nations means people groups. The world is made up of people groups. And there's over 40% of the population in this world are unreached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Together, we can change that. We can go out and reach people right here at home and in other countries on the other side of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I encourage you to ask God to open a door for you to go to another country, go on a mission trip. Don't limit him. Don't say, well, Ken, there's no way I can do that. Don't have the money. If God opens a door for you, he will make the way. I've seen that happen in my life so many times. I've seen it happen in other people's lives so many times. So just pray and earnestly ask him to give you a heart for missions locally as well as overseas, and ask him to provide and to make the way. And he will. In his timing, he will. And so just seek him, and just wanted to just encourage you today to be about our Father's business everywhere you go. Get involved in your community with your church and with other ministries who are out, reaching out to the lost, reaching out to the hurting, the homeless, the poor in your community. Become a part of the body of Christ who is reaching out. And when you do, it's life-changing. I heard Pastor Matthew Barnett of the Los Angeles Dream Center say one time, when you put your feet in another man's shoes, you will never be the same. And he was so correct with that statement. Such a true statement. When you get out and you put, basically, you're not like actually putting his shoes on, but you're meeting him right where he's at. You're helping him. You're showing him the love of Jesus. You start mentoring some people. You're walking this life with them. It changes your life. It also changes theirs, but your life will be changed as well. And so many times when we go out to minister to people, whether it's locally or to another country, we always say, man, I can't wait to get out and help others and see what God's going to do in their lives. But what happens every single time is it seems like we get blessed more because of what God does in our lives and in our hearts. Ask him to break your heart for what breaks his and give you eyes to see others, including yourself, as he sees others and you. I will close with this verse, Acts chapter 20, verse 35. In everything I showed you that by working hard in this manner, you must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Let's do that this year. Let's make that a theme for 2019. And to understand that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Thank you for joining me for today's broadcast. I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
You've been listening to Sunday Mornings with Love in Action with Ken Tuck from Love in Action Ministries in Dothan. This program is made possible by a generous gift from 231 Lemon Lot in Midland City and Enterprise. To find out more about Love in Action Ministries, go to their website, loveinactionministries.com, or on Facebook.